Masechtas Arla, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis. Hatseveya Malay Hasit Beklipe Arla. If someone dyes a thread that's Malay Hasit, the length of a sit, with the peel of Arla fruit, and the length of a sit is the length between the index finger and the middle finger when a person spreads the fingers as far apart as he can. That's somewhat of a significant length. And if the thread is that length, the argay bebeged, and he wove it into a garment, and this thread came from something that was usher, it was dyed with dyes that came from Arla, that are usher bahana, forbidden to benefit from, and this thread got woven in, ve'in yadu ezu, and it's not known where that thread is in this garment. Reb Meir Eimer, yidalek habeged. Reb Meir says the entire garment has to be burnt. We don't allow any nullification. Reb Meir follows his opinion in the previous Mishnah and later in Mishnah Zion that anything that has some level of chashivas, it's significant, and this shear of Malay Asit is already something that has significance. It's no longer able to be nullified. The Chachamim and the Chachamim argue, follow their opinion, Yala Bechad Masayim, that it could be nullified and you need the proportions necessary to nullify Arla, which is 1 to 200. So if there's 200 times that thread in the garment, it will be nullified. Mishnah Gimel brings other cases of other Isurim that are woven into the beggar that are not nullified, and seemingly is following the opinion of Reb Meir in the previous Mishnah. Ha'erig Malay Hasit Mitzemer HaBachar Babeged. If someone wove into a garment a thread that's Malay Hasit, that's this measurement of sit, the distance between the index and the middle finger when they're spread, the index and the middle finger when they're spread apart, a thread that came from Tzemer HaBachar, the wool from a Bachar sheep, that the Bechar sheep has to be brought as a carbon, it has a Kedusha, and one is not allowed to benefit. There's an Isser HaNa to benefit from the wool from the sheep, and it was woven into this garment. Yidalek HaBeged, the entire Beged has to be burnt because this measurement of thread is already something of significance, and it's no longer able to be nullified. Another case, Umisar HaNazir, Umipetzer Chamar Besak. Or if someone wove in the hair from a nazir, which also has a isar ano, when the nazir would shear his hair after his naziris, asar ba'ana, that hair, or mipetach amar, the hair from a donkey that was the firstborn male donkey, that also is asar ba'ana. If it was woven into a sack, yidalek hasak, the entire sack has to be burnt. Ubamakdashan, and when it comes to animals that are hektish animals, there the Chachamim were even more machmir. Mikachin kolshein, even bekolshein, even any amount, even less than the sit, even the smaller than that significant amount, any amount woven into the garment, the Chachamim were more machmir with the kachim, and they did not allow it to become nullified, and the entire garment would have to be burnt.